You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
An investor's tolerance for risk is highly personal and therefore emotional. To keep your feelings of overwhelming logic when managing risk in your portfolio, just apply the rule of 100. Best-selling author Coach Pete says, quite simply, you take 100 and subtract your age. The number left is the amount of your portfolio you should expose to risk. The rule of 100 is a great tool. It's no substitute for advice from a trusted financial coach.
All right, so John, we have just talked about emergency funds, and the next foundational concept I wanted to look at here is the retirement budget. Now, a lot of people out there are thinking, why are we going to discuss budget? But this is something that's vastly different from the budget in our working years, and there are a couple of things we need to be paying attention to.
Well, absolutely, and you have no idea how many people come in here that actually don't even have a budget.
Oh, no, wow.
And it's one of the things we talk about at our workshops and we preach in even all our meetings.
Yeah.
You need to know what your monthly bills are going to be.
You do.
And because we need to decide which bucket of money we're going to pull from to meet them needs.
There you go.
You know, because a lot of things we're talking about, I mean, for the main thing we start with our clients here is Social Security and their pensions.
Okay, yeah.
So that's the foundation when we're sitting there and we're talking about people's, you know, income on a monthly basis. Because at the end of the day, there's no better peace of mind than knowing when your checkbook gets down to zero on the 30th of every month. Or close to it, you know, it's getting filled back up again on the first.
Exactly.
So if we need $5,000 per month, well, we need to see, okay, where are we going to pull it from? If we're going to get $3,000 from Social Security, okay, and then we need to say, okay, well, where's this other $2,000 going to come from?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So for those of us who are lucky enough to have traditional pensions, it's going to come from there. For the rest of it, hopefully it's going to be from our 401ks, money we've saved up over the last 20, 25 years, or IRA accounts. You know, some people might have annuity distributions they got coming up. You know, they might have brokerage accounts that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Then some people might even have Roth accounts. So where they pull that money from, those funds are taxed totally different.
They are.
So we try to minimize the taxes they're going to pay on their Social Security benefits. So understanding where all their money is at and what the purpose for it is, we can now show, okay, which bucket do we tap in first and okay. Have a plan.
Yeah, that is a very different concept, definitely, from looking at a budget in your working years where you really, I mean, let's just be real, I get my paycheck from my boss, it goes into the account, and it's spent. A very, very different strategy there, taking into account things like taxation, bucketing strategies, very, very important. So let me ask you this, on the expenditure side, are there other things we need to be looking at? I know something that I wanted to bring up, especially for radio listeners, was healthcare, because a lot of folks kind of forget about that gap that can happen depending on when you retire.
So now, I mean, we're no longer on the group plan at work. You know, most of us are going to have Medicare,
right?
You know, Part A, Part B.
Yep.
And then you're going to need some kind of a supplement, you know, and they only cover certain amounts. I mean, depending on what you're looking at, I mean, they cover, I mean, some people, there's so obviously there's a lot of different plans out there.
Right.
But you're still going to have exposure. Like the biggest exposure people have in retirement is going to be long-term care.
Okay.
You know, something happens to either spouse, they have to go to a nursing home. We met with a couple of clients this week, very unique situation. They both had very good Social Security checks.
Good.
They had both saved decent amounts of money for retirement. So they had nice chunks of money sitting in their retirement accounts and their 401ks.
Okay.
They're going to work for about 4 more years. So we're doing an income plan for them. They have no children.
Yeah.
They have no money. Nobody they want to leave this money to. They just want to spend it and enjoy themselves, do lots of traveling.
That sounds like a fun time there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's not our traditional client that comes in here, but they were very unique, great couple.
Yeah. You know,
very nice.
Yeah.
And they had their plans. Hey, they want to take care of each other.
Yeah. There you
go. So one of the things we sit down, we said we put a good income plan in place for them so they can spend every nickel of their close to $1 million they have, but they'll never outlive their income.
How phenomenal is that? Oh, that has to take so much worry out of their planning process.
But there's still a gap there.
Ah.
So the main gap is going to be their health care, long-term care. Should something happen to either one of them, now we just inherited about a $70,000 a year bill that we're going to have to take care of the other spouse. So
yeah.
Sitting down, we're looking at a long-term care plan for them because, as I said, they're both pretty young right now. They're both healthy. And like I said, it's only each other they have to look after. So they're not worried about leaving it to kids or grandkids. So I always say to clients when they come in, there's no point being the richest person in the graveyard. You know, spend your money, enjoy it.
Well, and it's things exactly like long-term care insurance that folks often forget to take into consideration. You know, we were talking about it a couple of weeks on the show, and I was reminded just when we were talking about it now of the statistic that I brought up then. 7 in 10 Americans are going to absolutely need, will use some form of long-term care, and yet very, very, very few are prepared for it in retirement planning. So folks out there listening, maybe you don't have a retirement plan yet. Maybe you do, and long-term care isn't in the mix. Folks, connect with John Kelly Kelly and his team at Kelly Financial Services so you can look at this and many more concepts that are vital to a healthy retirement plan. Give us a call, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Okay, so let me ask you, John, I know our tax situation is going to change as we move into retirement. And, you know, we're talking about a lot of different income streams here, and you had mentioned taxes before. So what are some key things to note about estimating taxes in retirement? So many different rules out there. I know this could be a very open-ended question, but are there any major points that you think our listeners should know about?
Well, just know where you're going to take your distributions from and what bucket of money you're going to pull from.
Okay.
Like I said, if you're going to take money from your IRA or your 401k, they're taxed dollar for dollar as ordinary income when you pull it out. You know, if you take money from a Roth account, they are not taxed.
If you
take money from your brokerage account, you're getting that interest income you're taxed on.
Okay.
You know, it's after tax dollars.
So plan with basically your income assets so that you're not going to triple up on taxes one year and you're strategizing it. So you mix a little bit of tax deferred, a little bit of tax free, and so on. Am I following you?
Yes. And a lot of our clients, I mean, there are a lot of people right now are due when we take advantage of tax-free income.
Okay.
So we do a little bit of, we take advantage of Section 7702 of the IRS code.
Right.
Like in IRA reboots, we're able to convert some of them retirement assets. Because Keep in mind, all a 401k or an IRA is an IOU to the government. You might think you have $400,000 in your retirement account, but realistically, after taxes, you probably have less than $300,000.
Very, very true. Yes.
You know. So just understand where you're at. You always have a partner with them retirement accounts. So for a lot of our clients, especially ones that have good pensions, and again, we deal with a lot with city workers, you know, people with their 457s, these deferred comps who have good pensions, good Social Security.
Right.
We're able to convert a lot of these taxable assets and make them tax-free over 4 or 5 years, and the money doesn't even have to come out of the client's pocket. So they'll always earn interest in that money they sent to Washington.
Wow.
That's the nice thing about using the IUL through Section 7702. Mm-hmm. We can take advantage of these loopholes and keep the money in our pockets rather than giving it to the government. And Thomas, this is for all our radio listeners. If they want to give us a call, we'll give them a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. Mm-hmm. For any of our listeners, come on in and set an appointment with us. And then if they come on board, like I said, for over $250,000, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for both financial and health care.
Wow.
And then we also provide for any of our listeners for over $500,000. We set them up with a living trust where we put all of their assets in the trust and they get a power of attorney again for finance and healthcare. So try to avoid in the probate process is one of the keys we like to focus on here, keeping the money in the family, not leaving it to the court system and to the government.
Absolutely. So folks, if you are in the Chicago area and you're looking for that resource for retirement and financial planning that you can rely on, that you can trust, knowing that they're going to take the worry out of retirement planning for you, pick up the phone, give us a call, 800-477-1135. Really, just like we've been doing on the show today, John and his team will sit down with you across the desk from you in your home, wherever's convenient to meet for you. We'll help you assess your plan and your outlook for retirement. So go ahead, call on in, leave your name, best contact method, and John will call you back to set up that free comprehensive financial review that we were talking about just as soon as we get out of the studio here. That number again, folks, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Now, we do have to take another short break, but we'll continue the conversation with John Kelly in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere because there's more Financial Safari on the way.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
When it comes to mapping out a financial future, most people seem to know exactly and specifically where they're going. In general terms, they may know what they want. They want freedom, independence, and leisure time. But when you ask them to color in the details and explain exactly how much income they expect to have coming in each month during their retirement and exactly where that money will come from, they can't tell you. And yet, if asked, would you like to have a guaranteed lifetime income in retirement? The resounding reply from most people would be yes. The fact is, safe growth through guaranteed income is not only possible, it's absolutely necessary for your retirement plan. A game plan of advance and protect wins the Super Bowl, and Coach Pete applies it to the game of retirement, where you must win in regulation time. Core Money and Explore Money are the twin engines that drive the advance and protect strategy. Core Money bringing your protected wealth and Explore Money venturing out in search of optimum returns. Together, they make a winning combination.
Imagine a time when you have the freedom and resources to do all those things you've dreamed of without worrying about a tax bill. A time and place where all your hard-earned money works for you and not some government bureaucracy. You've entered the tax-free zone. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.